those who can do fancypantsgangsters.com.
Is it me, or are you the world's biggest pussy?
PSM Media presents the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast with Pete St. Martin.
Hey, this is Pete St. Martin, your cult leader. Welcome to the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast. The Barrelcast that teaches you how to give a fuck. Boy, oh boy, do we have a fucking wonderful programs for you today. Because we're taking a left turn. Fuck whatever we were doing before. Because if you listened last time, I played clips with my old buddy Brent from our old Twin Cities Tank podcast, and then me and Brent listened to it, and we were like, hey, why don't we do this more? So Brent's here now. Hi, Brent.
Can I get a better intro than that?
No.
Okay. Hi.
What are you doing?
Well, Pete, I'm great.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to answer your questions in a very precise manner, and I plan to be on my best behavior.
Okay, well, let me start off. I'm assuming that you haven't listened to any of these, like the rest of the planet. And this is a show about, number one, teaching you how to give a fuck. So
I'm already out.
Yeah. No. Because I can tell you give a fuck. Just not in the way that you think that you give a fuck.
Are we talking like actual fucking?
No.
Like how to give someone a good fucking?
I mean, I suppose if that's what makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
See, here's the thing. I am just trying to focus on not feeling like shit all the time.
Okay.
So,
you know what you should do?
Yeah.
You should try putting a good fucking on someone.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the tip.
The tip of my dick. That's what you put in on someone when you give them a good fucking.
Exactly. The other thing is this is the starting process. This is just a small section of the entire PSM Creative Media that is going to eventually encompass the entire universe.
Our universe?
Yes, possibly the cosmos, Multiverse? But I don't know if there's anything bigger than the cosmos.
Yeah, that's something that God would have to answer for you.
I don't believe in
God. He hasn't answered anybody.
But in starting, I will play you from the previous episode, from episode 2, the layout for the plan of this podcast, then the company, and then for taking over the entire universe.
How we're going to take over the universe.
I'm going to lay out my plan here for you, starting with stockpiling money. Right now, I'm driving a forklift. Looking for more work. I want to have as many jobs as I can to survive so that I can have a gigantic pile of money and make an awesome studio. Awesome studio, awesome podcasts. PSM Creative Media is going to be nice and awesome. But we need new equipment. We need more cameras. We need more light. But that's just the start. That's the boring part. Then we're going to start using money to make some more money. Once we have money generating its own money, then the possibilities start to become endless. And that's when we're going to jump into high-budget publicity stunts. You could lose your fucking mind with the publicity stunts. You can do whatever you want. Anything is publicity. And then everybody would get pissed off. I'd probably be arrested, pay some fines. But that's okay, because my money is making money. Once the publicity stunts start rolling in, then we'll start amassing all kinds of money, because people will be talking about us. And we're just building this tornado of money up to me running for President of the United States. I'm going to run on stupid publicity stunts. So then once I become president, through various acts of charity and kindness and weirdness, but eventually I'll become the most beloved media personality in the world. Once I am out of presidential office, I'll move on to UN ambassador, where I will create a position for myself as leader of the planet, and with unlimited power, I will ensure that I am the most powerful person in the universe. So there are two ways this podcast can go. Is me either rising to the top of the universe, or me crashing and burning into the slow depths of hell. Does that answer your questions?
Okay. I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
First of all, that thing that you said,
Which one?
The whole thing? That's exactly what Hitler would do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to be a broken record with the Hitler thing, but you started from a grassroots campaign to get a nice studio and slowly manipulated the judicial system to create a position for yourself to run Earth.
No, to run the universe.
Oh, the universe. Got it. Okay.
Like and that. Possibly the cosmos.
Okay. When this happens, will I be in your good graces?
I don't know, Brent. I mean, that all just sort of depends on you, I guess.
See, this never works out. Like, whenever somebody wants to take over the universe, they never remember their friends. Like, did you ever see Dr. Claw hang out with anybody except for that cat?
Well, the question is, will my friends remember me?
Yeah.
Because what if I start to, gain fame and fortune, and then everybody's like, became a dick once he became famous, and it wasn't because I became a dick. It just happened to be like people got pissed off because they didn't understand my plight as a very famous universal overlord.
It seems like this is a self-serving kind of thing.
Well, it's
like you're growing your brand in order to be my lord,
right? Well, that is part of it. Yes. Oh. I'm not denying that,
as long as you're owning up to it. I'm comfortable with
well
it.
That and hopefully I'll kick back to other people too. I mean, it's a climb up to the top.
But
you got to bring up your friends with you.
Yeah, I'm assuming you'll have a cabinet of some kind,
right? I mean,
to keep jokes in. No, which is weird
cabinet,
because
to keep crackers.
Side note, like the old podcast was called Twin Cities Tank,
right?
And this one's something about barrels. What's better to keep jokes in, tanks or barrels?
This is a barrel cast.
Oh. Because I ask all my comedian friends which they like to keep their jokes in, either tanks or barrels.
Uh-huh.
I ask my two comedian friends.
I don't know why the two are mutually exclusive.
Well, I'm not saying you can't keep stuff in a tank and a barrel, but if you had to pick, if you had like one, I'll M&M this for you. If you had one joke left to tell, where would you keep it, in a tank or a barrel? Or option three, anywhere else.
What about option four?
There is no option four. There's no surrender, no surrender, no retreat.
And a barrel.
You put the tank inside the barrel?
Four. Yeah. Well, I think a tank sounds bigger than a barrel. So,
well, I guess this does
a barrel kind of, in a tank.
This does kind of float with your kind of communist plan.
It's not a communist plan.
I kind of feel like you kind of want us all to be the same so you can rule us.
No, no, no. I want to rule everybody so that they're not the same.
Okay, so you're going to...
I'm
going to
make everybody think the samely in that they're going to not be the same, and then they're going to interpret it incorrectly, and I'm going to be a big asshole and probably kill everybody.
This took a weird turn. And that last sentence made it seem like you almost wanted to just commit genocide amongst Earthlings. Oh, and Universelings. What do you call every other being that's not you?
Everybody.
So you... Yep, that's the right answer. All right, so you want me to kind of have a hand in helping you build a brand that gets you a little bit of money, which will in turn get you a new studio, which will in turn get you more money. The money makes the money. Publicity stunts, I'm guessing, set a church on fire or something.
Right.
Flip over a fucking ATM. And like.
Flip over. Well, this was one idea I had. Which I talked about on the episode that I first originally recorded that was...
So this will be the first time anyone's hearing it, is what you're saying?
This will be the second time nobody heard it. So you find a bunch of boulders.
Fuck.
And you put the Forever and Dude Jeans logo on it, and then you put it in the middle of like an intersection during morning traffic. On a few intersections.
It sounds like the end of Fight Club.
The end of Fight Club?
Didn't they start like Operation Rage?
No, sure. Yeah, I suppose. Maybe.
Okay, so
sure.
This is...
Why not take some notes from Fight Club?
Well, no, I'm not saying you can't, but I'm just saying they're a terrorist organization. You're going to classify as such if you mimic them.
I'm not starting anything on fire. I'm just...
What terrorism is?
I'm not... Yes.
You go into a place, you poison everything, everyone dies, the world becomes like a wasteland, but at least you didn't set anything on fire.
I feel like you're taking things way too much further than...
Oh, I am?
You're taking... well, okay.
Will you rewind
just because,
real quick?
Just because somebody takes over the universe doesn't mean they're going to kill anybody.
As a favor to me and your listeners, will you rewind about a minute and a half to 2 minutes when you said, I'm probably going to kill everybody?
Right. Well, that was a joke. The taking over the universe part, that was the serious part. The killing people, we'll consider that.
Okay, let's dig deeper.
Why are you so combative right now?
Well, because I want to help you build a plan that's going to work. I want you to think about
it. No, yeah, yeah. Right.
When you take over the universe, do you believe in life on other planets?
I believe that there could be.
Okay.
It's a complex question.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Complex.
Absolutely.
Well, they're complex life forms, so it's perfect then. No, how are you going to communicate with them if there are?
I don't know. We haven't. I'll wait for science to start figuring that out.
Okay, so far your three-pronged idea is to get a studio, get money, do publicity stunts, and then science will figure out how you talk to other aliens.
I'm not worried about the other planets at this point.
Okay, right down the road.
Right,
when we'll cross.
Right, I mean, yes,
that space bridge. When we
I don't. I'm not even sure how. Look, yeah, you can only take it one step at a time.
But it's like a 12-step plan.
No. There's 12 major steps.
No, I'm talking about the 12 steps. We need to talk to you about your your PCP use. Okay, well, I'm in, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No, you have to be in.
Okay, I'm in. What do I do? What's the first thing we do?
We take a commercial break.
Good.
Whoa, what is that? It's a guitar. How do you know how to play guitar? Go to psmguitarlessons.com and learn. I've been teaching for 12 years. Trust me, I'm awesome. Guess what else? PSMmedia.com. You want to record a music video? You want to record a commercial? You want to do a podcast? All these services are available. PSMmedia.com or just go to PeteSaveMartin.com. You're my best friend.
Oh, boy. While we're at it, go to Twitter and follow at BarrelCast. ForeverAndDoJeans.com will be up very soon.
Can I plug something?
Yeah.
Listen to Pantera. I think Phil Anselmo is going to come. He's coming here. You should go to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He actually has his, like, tell me about this. I barely know about it.
Barely?
Barely.
Well, Phil Anselmo is the lead singer of the rock and roll band Pantera.
Yeah.
And then Dimebag Darrell got his head caved in by a gun. do you want me to go all the way back?
No, but what he's doing, like a solo project,
yeah, he's
right?
He's in a band. It's called Him and the Illegals. I think
Phil Anselmo and the Illegals.
That could be wrong, and it's gonna be funny when it is. But I think that's
Attaboy.
Right. But yeah, they play heavy metal rock music, and he's also Phil Anselmo.
Is it any good? Have you heard it?
I like it. It's a little repetitive.
What is it like?
It's like
down.
It's like kind of. It's kind of grind metal.
Oh boy.
Yeah. If you want, when you turn 44, you like, you know, people go through like, look, moms like want to cut their hair short and like dads like
right.
start golfing and stuff. Most people when they turn 44, they want to start a grindcore band.
Yeah. I don't know why there aren't more. It seems like that would be the natural progression.
Yeah. Like your dad's like, hey, you like Satyricon? And you're like, dad, oh, you're such a dork. Fuck. Of course I like Satyricon. But anyway, I just want to be in the same room with him. Not this fake dad I was just talking about, Phil Anselmo.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that too.
And the Illegals, and which might not be their name. Imbeciles? Idiots.
Good.
Iditarod. I know there's an I in there.
You did a rod?
So I just want to sit here and plug Pantera.
Good.
Thanks.
Let's go on to today's Universal Truth. Right. I'm going to be fully up front here. Feels weird saying anything serious in Brent's presence.
You got me a present?
Yes.
Sweet. Is it sweatpants?
Yes.
Sweet.
Do you like sweatpants?
I'd put a pair on right now if you had some.
No, I actually don't.
Okay.
Today's Universal Truth. Industries want you to be polarized. Do you like Mac or PC there, Brent?
I got a PC.
Yeah.
I like the movie PCU, too, so that kind of, it's two of the letters of that.
Yeah, yeah. You know that whole I'm a Mac, I'm a PC thing?
Like, is that kind of like, dude, you're getting a Dell?
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Why the fuck do you have to pick a Mac or a PC? Aren't they both good computers?
Well, a lot of companies like to like you to have what's called brand loyalty.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
What they do is they have accessories for their products, and then you know, as opposed to...
Well, especially Macintosh. They're the worst at it.
Daniel Macintosh 2.0.
Shit,
I blew it by putting the two in there.
Coke versus Pepsi. Democrat versus Republican. It's called a false dichotomy.
Well, it is, but it's also free market economy.
Well, right. No, but I'm just saying, you know, realize what advertising is doing so that you don't necessarily fall into it.
Well, I think it'd be like, wouldn't you be more inclined to buy a product? Like, let's say Coke came out and said, like, and they were like, hey, our shit's pretty good. And they're like, but Pepsi's all right too. Like, just pick whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But then, okay, like,
I'm trying to tell people what they're being brainwashed to do by the.
I thought you were giving a commencement speech.
Oh, yeah, no. It's,
no, but okay, this is my two bits of information. Not information, really. They're more like little niblets.
Sure. Give us a brain nibbler.
After a fight, I like boxing. After a fight, every time, like if a guy clearly loses, but he gets a decision, everybody knows that he lost. And then they ask him, like, hey, do you feel like you won the fight? Like, he inevitably goes, yeah, I won the fucking fight, right? Which is just human nature. If one guy ever went, no, I lost. Like, that was a bad decision. I shouldn't have got it. That would make his career, and he'd be a star forever. They would be like, well, I just want to see that. Like, I want that. Like, that's what people want in advertising. So, like, when people see, like, if a company were, if it'll never happen, because this thing called money that companies like.
Uh-huh.
But if a company was to be like, hey, fucking Ford's just as good as Chevy, baby. We don't care. Just have a great day.
Right.
Next person you see, give him a kiss. That would, you would be like,
hey, if you buy a Ford, buy a sticker with Calvin peeing on a Dodge symbol.
Yeah. And if you don't want to do that, just have a good time with your best friend on his birthday. And like, it just say something of whatever. Then my other thought is, which is kind of a tangent, which I'm not known for. What? Imagine if a company like McDonald's, I can't look it up, but I'm sure somebody can. I can, but I don't want to. Imagine if...
Spirit of this show, we're not looking
right,
it up.
Exactly. We're not going to research this. Let's just make up a number then. Imagine, what do you think McDonald's advertising budget is yearly? Globally, annually?
We'll say $20 million.
I think you're way under the shooting.
Probably, but we'll just for argument's sake.
Okay, let's just say for argument's sake that for, actually for makes sense.
Relative.
It's about $1 billion.
Okay, $1 billion.
What if McDonald's, Jeff McDonald's, who's the CEO of McDonald's Corporation, he said, you know what, for 1 year, from one calendar year to May 1st, we're not going to advertise at all. Like, you are going to give all the money that we would have spent to feeding people or something. Not McDonald's, but decent food. Don't you think at that point, because no one's going to forget about McDonald's.
Right.
Like, there's never going to be a time in your life when you'd be like, what was that? What's that store? I never heard about that. Like, 1 year. 1 year, people have to live without McDonald's commercials. $1 billion back into the world. Wouldn't you eat there for life after that?
Yeah, I guess that would be a... Yeah. I think anything that people do that's sort of out there and weird and fucking fucked up, I'm always on board with that.
Well, I was actually just trying to make the point, like what you were saying earlier, is that like that way you wouldn't feel like you were being brainwashed or dictated to. You know the fucking product. They don't need to be sold on Coke or fucking gas. Like, there's like commercials for gas. Like, hey, check out gas. You're gonna love it. Like, I don't need to, like, if McDonald's is just like, yeah, you know who we are. If you want us, come have us. We're still pretty good. Whatever. Do whatever you want to. That would be a fucking coup within the advertising industry. I think that would literally be like anti-advertising is like the advertising of the future.
One thing I do like about McDonald's is they actually embrace how terrible their food is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were the first ones to start putting like the calorie and fat on their actual drive-through menu. Like,
cause they know people are still going to fucking eat it.
They're just like, no, we'll take the reins on this. check it out.
And then
this is how much calories you're eating.
And they had the balls to be like, hey, you know everything else that we make is not actual human food? We live in Minnesota. You want some fish? Check out Fish McBites. Which, by the way, shouldn't it be McFish Bites?
You'd think it would be at the beginning. The McFish. McFish.
Yeah, but maybe
fish
that's what they're going for. Like, they're like, just, I want to watch. I want to see. Like, they should just have a product.
I think they realize that nobody drives into McDonald's and is, like, proud of what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Nobody works there and is proud of what they're doing.
Oh, my God. I was in the drive-thru once, and this teenager dude, he just, like, all he did was just kind of barely look at me, take my money, give me my change, and just was, like, Next window.
They like, should be allowed
he
to
had
wear...
no enthusiasm, and I couldn't have been prouder of the guy.
They should be allowed to wear masks.
Yeah. Because... I was like, good for you, man. This is you have nowhere to go but up from here.
Did you have a retail job in high school?
No, I mostly worked at my dad's store. I have worked in retail, yes.
Because everyone, like when everyone starts getting jobs like 15, 16, 17, like most people go towards retail, and you inevitably will see people from your high school in your job.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fucking awful. Now imagine, like, that's one thing if you work at Macy's in the perfume aisle, which was a great job, by the way. I'm not putting that down. But, like, and you're like, oh, hey, it's Bethany. And then you spray her in the face, and she gets impetigo. But, like, when you, if you worked at, like, fucking Arby's or something, and you go through the drive-thru, oh, yeah. You're like, dude, was that fucking Sean in the drive-thru?
The worst was for a while I was... I think it was 25, 26. And
in high school when you were 25?
No. But I was working two jobs. I was teaching guitar and I was working at Irondale High School.
That's not a job, that's a privilege.
Yes.
Playing music.
And so in between there, during the lunch hour, I would go to Devani's and make pizzas. So when people from my high school would walk in because it was so yeah, so then it's like, oh, he's 25 and he's making pizzas. Good for him.
Man. And this is what's weird about that. When you were in high school, not you, but everybody, like everybody who was older than you seemed like an authority figure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and now I realize that like I'm older than most of my teachers were then. And you're like, because like back then I'd be like, you'd cut class and you'd be like, oh, they're because you think in their mind they really actually give a shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is a huge fucking problem. We got to stop Brent from fucking smoking in the whatever. And then, like, now you're like, you just realize, like, this is a job. I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want to.
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
The authority figures are, like, the ones who actually, like, have nothing to lose. Like,
like the... Well, yeah. And the other thing, too, is you don't... Like, when you're in high school, you think, like, oh, if I do something, like, and they catch me... I'm in deep shit. But the thing you don't realize is they're just as lazy as you are.
There is no deep shit.
I mean, there is deep shit, but basically if you make them make you get in trouble, like if you're doing something obviously fucking stupid, then yeah. Like if you start a fight in the lunchroom, like it's not like you can just
fire.
Yeah, or a fire, then you can't just like turn a blind eye to that.
Because that's assault, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's other teachers around and stuff. Like teachers want to work just as little as you do. Mm-hmm. They don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah,
but if you're put in a position where you have to or some of the other staff is just going to see you being neglectful at your job, then yeah, you got to step in there.
And let's be honest, throughout the history of recorded time, the worst people ever are teenagers. And so there's got to be a few people, or a few, fuck it, most of them, that you want to be like, I want to fucking put the sticks to that kid. I want to fucking handcuff
that kid. And the worst part is that they're minors. You can't even punch them.
They're still, that's the people you should be able to punch. Because they can, like.
Oh, I agree.
They can come back from it. Like, you get older, you get fucking tooth knocked out. Like, I don't have insurance. Like, that's these fucking kids have parents with money and shit. But. Yeah,
spoiled assholes.
Don't you think, like, that a lot of that is just. Prepping you to pretend that things actually matter, like that there's a reason to, yes. Like if you run in the hallway and someone's, when I was in fifth grade, I think I've told you this story before, and it makes no sense still. Enough time has passed or it still makes no sense. What? When I was in fifth grade, I went to this shitty school, and they were Northview Elementary, Eagan, Minnesota. And they said that there was no running in the hallway, which is a pretty standard rule. And I think somebody finally had the balls to be like, why can't you run in the hallway? Like, what the fuck? And they told us this story where two kids were running, let's just say perpendicular, and they're running in different different hallways, and they smashed into each other like fucking stations in Bogus Journey, and they both died. That was the story they told
us. They both died.
I'm like, okay, here's why that's not true. A, football. They do that. That is basically what they do in football. B, like every other contact sport. Two kids didn't hit each other and die.
Like, well, and here's the other thing. When you make up a rule and your only example for why not to do it is the most extreme possibility of the outcome that you can think of.
If you would have told me, because The teacher is a Mormon and who are at constant battle with Scientologists, and Tom Cruise did that slidey thing in Risky Business, and that's what you'd have to do to stop. That's why there's no running. That would make more sense than two fucking like fifth graders slammed into each other like fucking cells. Mitosis. What? That's what's the opposite of mitosis, scientist man?
Meiosis?
Meiosis, whatever. That never happened. Like, there's not a school, or actually, there's not the physics allowed in school that would allow that to happen. But I was, but where everyone's like, oh, okay, well, then I guess I shouldn't run because I don't want to fucking die. But I did want to die, so I ran all the time.
By the way, meiosis and mitosis are not opposites of each other. They're just different forms of cell replication.
Cool. What's the one where, what's the one that stations do? You don't know, do you?
No, no,
the
I don't.
World's most greatest scientists, and you're not on their level.
Not even close.
They have totally excellent Martian buds.
So, bringing it back around.
Yep.
Industries want you to be polarized. Think for yourself. Hail Satan.
Follow the Forever and Due Jeans Barrelcast on Twitter at Barrelcast for all the zany antics that you're sure to love. Email a picture of your penis to foreverindudejeans@gmail.com. Read what Pete thinks about your penis at Mutant Vampires, Zombies, and the Truth About Breakfast. Located at thetruthaboutbreakfast.blogspot.com. You're stupid.
I'm going to shoot you through the things you say. Your purple just gives you the things you say.
Boo-boo. You're unbelievable. Oh!
You're unbelievable.